I slow down when I see the cows up close. They're not normal cows. I haven't, you know, grown up on a farm or anything, but still I know what a cow is supposed to look like. And these cows, well, clearly they're supposed to be cows, but I've never seen any cow like these before. For one, they're shorter, a lot shorter. Their heads barely reach my shoulder. The males have horns like cows are supposed to have horns, but they're mushroom-shaped and blunted, not because they've been cut off, but because they've grown that way. They seem as curious about me as I am about them. I stop at the fence and lean over it, panting and sweaty, and a few of the cows wobble in my direction. They have more muscle on them than normal cows, meat bulging under their hides, making them bow-legged and slow. They chew on cud in even measured movements, smacking a little each time, releasing a whiff of dirt and grass that almost reminds me of home. One of them moos, but it's not a regular moo. It ends with a squeal, like a pig. Moo-ee! I back away from the fence. The cow-pig things watch me as I go, their silent big brown eyes somehow ominous. Next is a field of plants, at least twice the size of other fields I've run past, the corn and wheat and green beans. Rows and rows and more rows of bright green leafy plants grow in neat long lines. I bend down and pluck a round leaf, delicate and a little fuzzy, but it tastes bitter. The stem is thick and hard. I guess the plant is like a carrot or potato. The food part of it is underground. Then I hear something. Beep! Number 517, inoculated. A clatter of something like hard plastic, a scurry of feet. A low fence made of thick chicken wire encloses the field behind me. Squatting near the edge, bent down so low I didn't see her at first, is a girl a few years older than me, about Harley's age. She's just released a fat, short-legged, oversized rabbit, and it's hopping away, shaking its back left leg every few hops. Its fluffy white tail is flashing, and I can hear it chattering its teeth angrily as it bounds off. I start to say something, but the girl rises up on her knees. Another rabbit nibbles on clover a couple of feet away. Without making a sound, the girl lunges at the rabbit, grabs it by its back legs, and pins it to the ground before it can make so much as a twitch. She reaches behind her for one of those thin plastic computer things I've seen Elder use and waves it behind the rabbit's ears, like a cashier at a grocery store checkout. The computer thing beeps, and she glances at it, then tosses it to the ground beside her. "Hello," I say. I expect her to be surprised. She hadn't acknowledged before that she'd noticed me, but the girl just glances up and says, "Hello." She does do a double take when she sees me, though. I remember what Elder said about me and how easy I'd be to recognize. My hair is sweaty from my run and plastered to my skull, with flyaways escaping my hasty braid. I smooth my hands over it anyway, not that it will do any good. There is no hiding who I am on this ship. "You're the genetically modified experiment," the girl states. I nod. "Eldest has said we don't have to speak to you."
"Well, you don't have to," I say, unable to keep the growl from my voice. "But you could at least be polite."
The girl tilts her head, considering. She reaches behind her and grabs a small basket full of hypodermic needles. About half are empty, the other half contain golden yellow liquid that looks like honey swirled with butter. "What's that?" I ask. "Inoculations," the girl says, turning to the rabbit she still holds, pinned to the ground. The rabbit doesn't seem to have any fight in it. It twitches its heavy back legs occasionally, but doesn't really struggle against her grip. "Are these your pets?" I ask. She looks at me, and I can tell she's thinking about what Eldest said, how I am supposedly slow and stupid. "No," she says, "they are food." Stupid question. The field is fairly large, and I can see about 20 rabbits nearby, and dozens more in the distance. On the far side of the field is a house, the girl's home, I suppose, and lined around the house are wired hutches for more rabbits. There must be hundreds of people on Godspeed. It makes sense that they need a source of protein that reproduces as quickly as rabbits. "I saw you running," she says, her attention on the rabbit. "What were you running from?" "Just running," I say. She's watching me silently and intently, like a cat. "Why?" she asks. I shrug. "Why not?" "It's not productive." She says it like productivity is holy, like the only thing worth having. "So?" I say. Instead of answering, the girl just cocks her head to the left, then turns away from me. She picks up one of the full needles in the basket, jabs it into the rabbit's back leg, and lets the rabbit go.
Number 623 inoculated, she says. The computer thing flashes a wavy line in a green light, and the words she's spoken show up on a chart on the screen. What are you inoculating them against, I ask. How many rabbit diseases could there be on a contained ship? It makes them stronger, healthier, better meat. She squats on her heels and stares at me. You live in the hospital, right? I nod. My grandfather was taken to the hospital, she says. Is he better now? He's gone. She says this matter-of-factly without a hint of emotion, but her eyes are glistening. I'm sorry, I say. Why? She asks simply. It was his time. You're crying. She wipes one dirty finger under her eye, leaving a smudge of dirt and green grass stains on her cheek. She looks at the tear on her finger, confused that such emotion should leak from her eyes. I have no reason to be sad, she tells the evidence, dripping down her fingertip. Her voice is even, monotone, and I know she believes she's not sad, even though her body tells her differently. The girl picks up her basket and then reaches for the computer thing. It's further away than she'd thought, and it slips out of her hands, floating toward me. I catch two words on the top of the screen. Genetic modification. What's that say? I ask, pointing. She obeys me without question, which surprises me a bit. Genetic modification to manipulate reproductive genes and muscle mass, she recites in her same even monotone. Projected increased productivity, 20%, with increased meat production at 25%. Those shots aren't inoculations, I say, searching her blank eyes. There's something to do with gene manipulation. I know, my mom was a genetic splicer back... I pause. She still thinks I'm a freak, a byproduct of a science experiment on board the ship. Look, I'm not who Eldest said I was. I'm from Earth. Sol Earth, I mean. I was born there. I was cryogenically frozen and I woke up early. And my mother, back on Earth, on Sol Earth, she was a genetic splicer. That stuff you're injecting the rabbits with, that's not a vaccine. That's genetic modification material. You're changing the rabbit's DNA. She nods like she's agreeing with me, following every word. But she says, Eldest said you were simple and didn't understand things. I am from Earth, but that's not the point. Look, the point is that stuff is dangerous. Genetic modification material isn't something to play around with, not even with rabbits, especially if you're going to eat them. Don't you know what you're doing? Eldest said it was an inoculation, the girl says. She starts to walk away from me. Hey, wait! Hold up! The fence keeps me back. The girl stops, but only because she's positioning herself to lunge at another rabbit. Look, you read that stuff on the computer thing. It says right there that you're injecting them with genetic mod material. Right there. I point at the screen. She looks down at it curiously, like she's looking for what I'm talking about, even though the chart she's been working on is clearly labeled. Look at that. There. Do you even see the word inoculation? She shakes her head slowly, her eyes scanning the words on the screen. So? I say, waiting for her to realize my point. When she doesn't, I add, so you're not inoculating the rabbits, you're modifying their DNA. She looks back up at me, eyes wide, and for a moment, I think she's understood. Oh no, she says, you're wrong. Eldest told me. Inoculations. She holds out the basket of needles for me to inspect. They make the rabbits healthier, stronger, better meat. I start to protest, but her wide, innocent, and empty eyes tell me it would be pointless. I shiver. But it has nothing to do with how cold I feel as my sweat dries on my skin. Eldest's control is absolute. I don't know why this girl is so vacant that she won't believe what's right in front of her face when it contradicts what Eldest has told her. I don't know for sure if it even is Eldest behind the unpluggings. But I do know one thing. If it is him, and he's got the entire ship blindly following him like this, there's no chance I can stand against him.